It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. At least 32 civilians have been killed in Aleppo in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts of the city for a second day. The bombardment has damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and residential buildings in the city's eastern neighborhoods. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says government troops are fighting to free civilians from what he calls terrorists. Meanwhile, Russia said Tuesday that it had launched airstrikes targeting extremists in Idlib and Homs provinces. U.S. President Barack Obama chose Athens, the cradle of Western-style democracy, to deliver his likely final landmark foreign policy speech on what is his last overseas trip in office, saying the democracy that America upholds and promotes in the world is imperfect, but better than alternatives.
Our trajectory as a country has been to support the efforts of those who believe in self-governance, who believe in those ideas that began here so many years ago.
Reflecting on his time as president, the U.S. leader said his travel shows him that people everywhere in the world desire dignity and self-determination. Human rights groups around the world are condemning Russia's decision to withdraw from the International Criminal Court as an alarming signal of Moscow's retreat from international justice and institutions. The ICC enraged the Kremlin this week by issuing a report concluding that Russia carried out a military conflict against Ukraine in early 2014 and that the resulting annexation by Moscow of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula was an occupation. This is VOA.